Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 9th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Yesterday we told you about iOS and iPadOS updates, and now Apple is out with two more updates, a supplemental update for macOS Catalina 10.15.4, and also watchOS 6.2.1. Both updates include a fix for a FaceTime bug that prevented users from joining FaceTime calls with people using older versions of iOS or macOS. This is the same fix we told you about yesterday in iOS 13.4.1. And that's the only fix included in the watchOS update, but the macOS update has some more things to offer. The Catalina 10.15.4 supplemental update includes a fix for an issue where you may repeatedly receive a password prompt for an Office 365 account. There are also some fixes for users of Apple's latest MacBook Air, some of which were apparently experiencing setup issues and performance issues with external displays. And finally, Apple says the update resolves an issue for all Mac users where a USB-C port might become unresponsive. There had been quite a few complaints from users about the stability of the original macOS 10.15.4 update, and that's what this supplemental release aims to address. Whether or not it fixes everyone's issues remains to be seen, but at least it's a step in the right direction. In other news, a new report from Axios highlights how major tech companies are scrambling to craft digital options for summer internships this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. For its part, Apple has committed to hiring over 1,000 people for internships this summer, including a mix of digital and hopefully in-person options. Many companies have shifted their summer internship strategy to be completely online. This includes Google, Twitter, IBM, Microsoft, Lyft, and Salesforce. But other companies, including Apple, say they plan to host interns on-site for at least part of the summer, so long as it's safe to do so. Apple confirmed its plans in a statement to Axios, saying that regardless of the COVID-19 pandemic, it will still hire over 1,000 interns this summer. And the company also committed to offering interns the same protections against COVID-19 as it offers full-time employees. Apple didn't offer details on the size of its 2020 summer internship program in comparison to previous years. For instance, Microsoft and Amazon say that they expect their biggest class of interns ever this summer, but Salesforce and Twitter say that their intern class size may shrink because of COVID-19. You can check out the full story at the link in the show notes below, and it's well worth a read, especially if you or someone you know is curious about the state of big tech summer internships this year. Last month, we told you about Apple's COVID-19 application and website targeted at everyone with screening questions and advice for all users. And now Apple has teamed up with Stanford Medicine to create a new application to help first responders get access to drive-through coronavirus tests. The app is currently available for use by firefighters, police officers, and paramedics. Users take a survey with questions about their symptoms. If they have symptoms that suggest COVID-19 infection, the app recommends testing. First responders can then take that result to the contact at their workplace in charge of health, referred to as the Department Infection Control Officer inside the app, and then they can get scheduled for priority testing at a Stanford healthcare site. But because Stanford is the one doing the testing, the service is currently limited to Santa Clara and San Mateo counties in California. The plan is to ramp up testing from an initial 2,500 tests per day, and then to make the app available to other counties and states, targeting, again, first responders. Stanford specifically praises Apple for the help using ResearchKit and CareKit software, both of which are designed to help developers handle sensitive medical data. Because of Apple's framework, Stanford says that all data on the app stays on the patient's device unless they have to share it with a health provider. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on this week's best Apple deals.
Today's best deals at 9to5 Toys include iPhone 11 Pro and Max, all seeing rare unlocked discounts over at Woot from $600. These are in refurbished condition, which you can currently not find over at Apple, so it's a rare chance to save on fully unlocked models with a complete 90-day warranty. You can also save on the latest iPad Pros at various retailers as $50 comes off both 11 and 12.9-inch configurations. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And if you like 9to5 Mac Daily, it's always tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review in Apple's podcast app to help more people find the show. We are off tomorrow, but we'll be back next week with new episodes of 9to5 Mac Daily.